Hey everybody, it's that time again. It's Friday. It's not Friday, it's Tuesday. I was going to try to pull it off, but I got a couple weird looks. Yeah. We don't have school Friday.
Yay!
We were going to have this next Friday too, but guess what?
No one's going to be here.
No school that Friday either. Woohoo!
Yay!
It's the end of the year, so we're having our final podcast today on Tuesday. And with us today...
Chris.
Asher.
That was Chris and Asher. I gotta yell them to make them speak up, I know. I know Mila's name in here. Where's Mila? He's our, you know, our cement. Keeping everybody together and on track, on focus and...
Mm-hmm. On track.
Yeah. Humanities or something. Some humanities project.
I hate when school work gets in the way of...
Everything.
School. So, end of school. Who's excited? You're junior, aren't you, Chris?
Yes,
so it's not really the end.
No,
that's
not
the end
for
of the
me.
School year.
Yeah.
So Chris will be back with us next year when we do this again, hopefully.
Hopefully.
She'll bring all her friends.
Maybe if I drag them. We have to make sure that they...
Did you say drag or drug? Never
drag.
Mind.
I'm not going to drug anyone, I promise. Not on
but
purpose.
If you did drag them here, wouldn't you have drugged them?
Oh, that's very true. I might have to use
just
a lot of duct tape.
We are in
though.
An English room here at the moment. So
yeah.
That's true.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should propose that to your English teacher someday. If you drag somebody to somewhere, did you drug them? No, would you have drugged them?
Yeah, would you have drugged them? It's like drank and drunk. You can never can use them correctly.
Drunk
when it's like, I drunk that, or I drank that.
Hanging, that's another one.
Hung,
Hung. I use hung on.
Yeah.
Anyway, sidetrack. We'll get into diction. Is it diction?
Mm-mm.
Word usage.
Words, yes.
All right, so what are you doing this summer? Asher's, we're going to ignore Asher, because he's a senior. He's leaving us anyway.
Woohoo. Yeah.
All right, Asher, fine. End of school. What's the excitement?
What do you mean, what's the excitement? I'm excited. I guess.
Yeah, we can tell.
I'm not going to be... I'm tired, kind of.
Great excuse.
Well, there you have it, from a senior. And
you kind of want it to be done. I've got 5 days left, and thinking about all the things that I may or may not do.
Hmm.
Ever.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
Like slough a class.
Oh, you can do that sometime?
Maybe. I could do it just to say I've done it. No.
There you go. I can give you some... never mind. I won't give any suggestions.
No suggestions. So wait till we're off school property for that.
Oh, yeah. It's 4:30, I can give you suggestions. I'm not employed.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's some big summer plans?
Maybe getting a summer job.
Maybe.
Depends if I can find a place. I called this one place, and they said, call back. Call back. Okay, call back Monday. No, we'll just call you.
Oh.
Never happened.
What place?
Yeah, Holiday Pizza and Creamery.
I hear that's good.
It's really good.
I've never been there myself.
You should go. It's a really good place.
Well, if they're not going to hire you, then what's the point?
They're still nice people.
Because it's really good.
It's super good. And they have a cute little, like, on the next door at the Game Hub, they have the adorable puppy. I guess it's not a puppy, it's a dog, and it's kind of scary, but it's adorable.
I have been there, and that's a little interesting place. They've got big speakers.
Mm-hmm. I love that place. Yeah.
So I'm confused. Is it a dog or a puppy, and is it adorable or mean? Did you say mean?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. But it kept following me around when I was walking around, and then I turn around and run away, and then to come back. It's a big dog, but I don't know if it's a puppy or not. It acts like one. And it has big paws, so I'm guessing so, but I don't know.
Huh.
Adorable, though. It kind of acts mean to people it doesn't like, but louder. Okay. Gotta be sorry.
We're all like that sometimes. Well, so no other job prospects, huh?
Not yet. My mom's like, you should go look at stuff. I'm like, all right, I'll see what I can do. And then I end up on Minecraft instead. I know. My parents love me so much.
Spoken like a true teenager, I guess.
It's True.
Oh, and Minecraft.
You love Minecraft?
I didn't really get into it so much. Like, a lot of my peers were and still are, but, like, I'm just kind of just, like, on the outside. Like, I paid for it, and I can play it whenever, but I don't do it actively myself. It's just kind of, I can understand the community jokes, but I'm not involved.
Meh.
We have our first Halo game at home.
Oh,
how's that?
How's that
going? He's 7.
I'm sorry.
It's a kid version of Halo, I think, for the
Wii.
Okay. I know, that's what I think about him. Halo? Isn't that an adult game?
Yeah, I was like...
Well, I can tell the first one isn't so much, but anyway.
Yeah, get him addicted young is what it is. Oh, he's... we don't want to go there.
Halo's a very interesting game.
Yes. Well, he's at level 3300 or whatever of all his Lego games. It's like, how do you know these things, Caden? And... You can't just do that. Whatever.
I love those Lego games.
Oh, I hate those.
You hate them? Actually,
I don't have the patience for them. So how do you know to jump on them? How do you know how to jump?
You get used to it, I guess.
Because he's been playing it for 4 hours.
Yeah. I love the Star Wars one the best, though. They have the funniest jokes.
And the Star Wars Lego?
Yeah. Do you have that one, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably,
yeah. That one's funny.
All right, so we got an assembly coming up next week.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Thursday.
Oh, that's Thursday.
Thursday.
Oh, the historian one. Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to be here for it.
Oh.
I hope it works.
I hope so, too.
I don't really.
Oh, shoot, this is going to come on my head, isn't it?
I hope you're there, Asher.
I don't.
Asher just found the first thing he's going to slow.
That's okay. I've been sloughing the assemblies for a while.
The historian assembly, the year in review thing.
Saw the one last year.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like was that someone let out a bunch of mice, and it was really hot.
I heard they had mice.
It's like, I'm just thinking, it's like, if you're going to do a senior prank, that's really the best you can do.
I know, right? I was sitting there going, all right.
What would you do?
I don't know, but not that.
You don't think letting mice out in an auditorium was...
Well, it didn't really even do... Like, it didn't have, like, as big of an effect as it could have had, I think. I think you should have had, you know, somebody run on stage and dressed as, you know, Skyline Eagle. Something like that. You know, maybe it's obligatory, but, like, just something more that, like, you know, everybody can, like...
But did they catch the guy that let the mice out?
I think they did.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
It sounded... I don't know.
I
just remember mice, and then there was the vice principal carrying a bunch of mice out by their tails, and I kept thinking, that poor mouse.
Yeah, but it was kind of like... Some people couldn't even tell what was going on. It's just like some people knew, and it just kind of... Like, it was like 10 minutes of you not knowing why everything was stopped, but everyone was freaking out sometime, if you didn't know what was going on. And it took a while, and then they didn't say what was going on with it until later.
Well, what do you want the announcement? Sorry, we have to postpone the assembly. Somebody just let out 20 mice. Get the other half of the auditorium screaming.
Oh, my God.
So you got to watch this, Chris. If there's a Skyline Eagle up on the stage or something.
There's something more than
watch
that.
Watch first. Look around so you can find Asher.
Something more bothersome than mice.
See, if it was spiders, it'd be probably a different story.
That would be fun.
Ferrets would be adorable.
Ferrets are mean.
They look so cute, though. I have this problem with cuteness, of course. Dragons are the worst, though.
Cute what? Dragons?
No, any dragon's cute to me. Like, my friends, like, started playing Skyrim, like, it's so adorable, and they looked at me like they had just cut off a chicken's head or something. They were very surprised.
Chickens are... Cute.
They're not cute. I agree. They're cute. No.
Okay. So, can't wait to hear about the assembly, because I won't be here.
Yeah.
I might be there.
Well, I won't be in school, so I won't have a choice.
Yeah. I might
concert.
Oh, concerto night.
Concert tonight.
Concerto night. I fail at spelling and handwriting.
It's two words. Thursday. Doesn't that look like two words? Look at the way you wrote it.
I don't know.
Concert.
I guess so.
All right, so I'm not that bad. Don't tell my wife I said concert. She plays the violin.
Oh.
Concerto.
Concerto.
Night.
Concerto.
And she actually wanted to come to that because I guess there's a couple of you from my Cadence cello group that are playing in it.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Anyway, that's so Thursday. Are you playing in it?
Yeah, I am. I'm not one of the soloists, but I'm part of the orchestra.
What do you play?
Violin.
It's like that little viola, right?
Basically, except for we have a different string. They have a lower string, we have a higher one.
Ah.
So, it's... Although, when you get a full-size violin and a three-quarters viola, you can't tell much of the difference.
It's all the same. It's just a string, vibrates, and... Yeah. And it sounds really good. So, are you going? Or you're playing?
Yes, so I am required to go. Mr. Fleming would have a fit if I did not show up.
I bet, yes. He would need his people there.
Yes.
Well, cool.
Yeah, it should be fun. And some of my friends might be going. Might be. I got in a few people go. I want to go. I don't know if I'm busier that night. My mom doesn't like the auditorium, so she doesn't come. Which is fine with me.
What?
She finds the auditorium kind of hot, like warm.
You're her child.
I don't play a solo.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I understand. But I don't care. She's come to every other concert I've ever done.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah. Good. And she came to the concerto last time.
Can't wait to hear her excuse next year.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that big, air-conditioned, comfortable seats, brand new building.
Actually, she might come then. I don't know.
I would hope so. Especially as a senior, your last
one. Yeah, that's
true.
Very true.
Cool.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Doing anything fun this weekend, Asher? 4 days.
No.
4 days.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Great. Well, good talking to you, Asher. Chris?
I might be going up to Yellowstone.
Asher's just here to push buttons on the iPad.
No, I've just got 30 hours of work I got to shove into those days for the summer.
For here? For what?
Oh, for my internship.
Your other job?
Yeah. Got to do some training and stuff. So over the next week, I got to put in 30 hours worth of work of training and stuff that I'm doing at home. And then, but for those 4 days, there's good time to do that because there's not really anything that goes on next week.
Welcome to life. Yeah. Happy graduation.
Yeah. Well, everyone else, really, not me. Yeah, I'm graduating from waking up at 6 a.m. to... waking up, you know, that next Monday to not 6 a.m. again. So,
oh, well.
Elvis Costello says, welcome to the working week.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend, Christine?
Maybe going to Yellowstone. My mom really wants to go see Jackson. It's supposed to be really pretty. We went a few years ago again.
Maybe going.
It was kind of like a whim. We were driving back from Farmington because my brother plays lacrosse and he had a game there. And she saw a billboard for Yellowstone or Montana or something, and it was reminding her of Yellowstone. So she asked my dad, can we go to Yellowstone this weekend? And my dad said maybe. And she got excited.
I was just trying to figure out, how do you get from like Farmington to Yellowstone?
And billboards.
Go north.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I only say it that way because, most of these things are usually planned.
Usually. You should have seen. We went up to Idaho, like, a few years ago for the museum, the Titanic Museum in Idaho Falls, and we got done around lunchtime. And so my mom's like, I don't want to go back home. And so me and my brother, sister, dad, and mom, and my grandma and my aunt decided, let's go to Jackson. So we drove to Jackson Hole, stayed the night completely on whim, and went to Yellowstone the next day.
Cool.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Well, it is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So it might be a little crowded up there to go on a whim, that's all.
Yeah. Oh, well.
To go on the Tuesday.
Be fun.
That's the best thing about teaching, I think, is we're going camping up. Just made reservations on when we're going Monday through Friday. Anytime but the weekends.
Nice.
Avengers, huh?
Avengers, yeah, I saw that on Sunday. I won't say anything about it.
No spoilers.
Yeah, I might get my block knocked off.
Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Actually, it was really good.
Fine, don't tell me. There's a bunch of people. Some people get killed. Monsters come. The Avengers save everybody and save the day.
Yeah, but it's actually really funny, too. It was, like, really action-packed, and, like, it was really funny. It wasn't, like, just, like, funny part. It's, like, dramatic. There's hardly anything dramatic in there. But it was still fun. Enjoyed it tremendously.
Who's your favorite?
Iron Man. Tony Stark. That.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He is hilarious these days. Iron Man. Who else is in it? Thor?
Thor, yes. The Hulk. And Captain America.
And Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. And, and Clint Barton, which is Hawkeye.
Hawkeye?
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that.
I got lazy. Captain America.
Yeah, I knew.
Have you seen the other
Scarlett
movies,
Johansson's Black Widow.
I've seen all of them, but the Hulk.
Well, because, you know, they released these four movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then the Avengers came out with them all combined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw. I've seen Thor and Iron Man.
I've seen all of them, but the Hulk. But I've been told not to even try to watch it, so I won't.
Yes. I've only seen Iron Man.
You should watch Thor at least. There's, Captain America is pretty good.
I want to see Captain America. Though.
Captain America was really good.
He can throw one wicked frisbee.
Heck yes. Pretty much all he can do. Well, he can tear open doors. But still, really good.
Yeah, DC, on the other hand, is
kind of failing,
well,
to say the least.
Except for Batman, but that Batman doesn't get to be touched. So.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't get touched?
Yeah, the director who does the Batman movies says, you don't get to use my Batman, it's my vision, you don't get to screw it up.
Yeah.
Oh. It's part of doing the movie. So, like, let's say they do, like, a Justice League thing, they don't get to use that Batman.
I'd say they use a different Batman.
Yeah. Plus, the Green Lantern movie, a lot of people weren't happy
with.
That's
terrible.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I didn't like it. I can't remember watching it going, I don't understand at all.
Batman's not DC. Batman's Stan Lee.
No, Batman's DC. He's in the Justice League. Spider-Man's DC, not DC. Marvel.
Okay, I don't know, but it sounded
Marvel
good.
Is the same as Stan Lee. I just called him up.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, so.
I'm learning a lot from you guys.
Yeah.
Today. Viola string thing and then the comic book thing.
I
don't read them.
I'm a librarian. I don't know that.
That's all right.
It's like, I guess comic books aren't that big, but everybody knows about the heroes and everything. It's just kind of funny, I guess. Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, you don't know many publishers.
I hear they're trying to do a Wonder Woman movie. I think it's supposed to come out next year.
Hmm.
Or maybe it's 2 years. Actually, I heard that they're trying to do a
with
Justice League movie by 2015.
Scarlett Johansson.
Huh? Scarlett Johansson. I'm Black Widow. I just remember it's just Scarlett Johansson.
Have you guys seen Sky High?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, what's his name's mom?
Oh, yeah.
Linda Carter is the original, not the original, but when I was a kid, was Wonder Woman. When
I think I heard about that.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen it for a while.
The movie is very funny for adults. Because there's a lot of little things like that. And the whole play on the mom and dad issue was very interesting. And all the music was all 80s music. You know, it's like the music was
nice.
For the kid, for the parents, and then we really enjoyed the movie too.
Yeah. I like Sky High, that was a fun movie.
Yeah, it's good. The bus driver. No one messes with the bus driver.
I loved him.
Something like that anyway.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this last week of school? Anything?
Not really much. We're finishing up a bunch of classes. Physics class we're doing. I don't think we're doing much.
Are you doing anything in any of your classes?
I'm trying to think.
I'm just finishing up some work that's over the next 2 days, and then I'm free except for the 30 hours I have to put in.
Mm.
Never heard about that.
Hmm? Yeah.
Wish you luck.
Well,
it sounds like you're getting out of one class, so there's 2 hours you can. Must get big when you decide to select one of them, maybe you can go to work instead.
Yeah. Maybe.
You're right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think next week. They're not taking roll. I'll slough then.
They're not taking roll?
No, there aren't any teachers are taking roll anything the last week. I actually got kicked out on the last day of school, though.
You got kicked out?
Yeah, because they're like, okay, here's your money. And I'm like, okay. So I sat on the grass, and they're like, you can't be here. It's like, okay. And I went and sat somewhere else.
I think it was I mean, teachers are out Friday, too.
Yeah.
So we got to get you out so we can get our stuff done, and we got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always joke, I always tell the kids, we love you guys, but only till 3:30, you know, get out of here.
Yes.
So, because, yeah, we got to get out of here, too.
Yeah.
So that's why we want to kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kicking you out in mass is the easy way. We used to, at the junior highs I was at, they'd get out of class and expect to go in the hallway. There's a line of teachers saying, nope. Out those doors, you know, just parading them straight outside.
Oh yeah, they did
and
that.
Every other door in the building was locked.
Yeah, that's what happened. And I remember I accidentally forgot something, and I had to be, and I'm like, can I get back in? And the vice principal's like, fine. And so he like escorted me where I needed to go, and then
good kids, you know. Yeah. They have legitimate excuses, but for the general student body, there's no reason for you to be in the building anymore except for hanging out and goofing around. So get out of here.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to hang out and goof around.
Yeah.
You know, it's like trying to get you guys here every other day of the year, and you're happy to show up, and now we can't get rid of you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yep. So who's going to prom?
It already happened.
Yeah, it was last Saturday.
Oh, well, why is that on my list here?
Because you weren't.
Oh, how was it?
I don't know. Right. I didn't go.
Well, okay. So I crossed up the list. Nobody went. Nobody's going.
He
you went. I'm sorry.
it was pretty good.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Mr. Excitement over there.
I do have a question for you.
How was prom? Let him tell us about prom.
I want to hear a question.
Did a guy named Harrison Bum go with, like, in your group?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw that picture, but I wasn't sure if it was him or not.
Okay.
But yeah, keep going. I'm fine.
So we went. I was at the Union Building. Had lots of music going off, and it was fun. They had punch, and well, they have a lot of cookies.
Your mice?
Huh?
Maybe mice loose?
No.
No, that's good.
Or a top hat and leather gloves.
You did?
Yes.
Cool.
So,
what are the pictures?
On Facebook?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. I didn't.
Top hat and leather gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
White shoes?
No.
Very good.
Well,
I want to see the pictures.
Find you something. The next 2 days.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm bringing my laptop tomorrow. I'll find something.
Okay, good, because I want to get them all over the library for you. You're right.
Yeah, it's not happening.
No, it's not, but...
But,
Tuck's a top hat. Do you have a cane, too?
I got one at the party store, actually. It was this little plastic party cane, but I didn't take it in because I didn't think they were going to let me in. I talked to Byam about it. He said probably wouldn't let me in. But even though it was, like, called out and everything, I told him, I was like, yeah... I mean, even though there's absolutely nothing I could do with this, I know I decided I wasn't gonna bring it in. So,
no.
But
oh well.
It's worth getting. It was like $1.27.
Yeah, it's not it.
That would have been fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That's good.
Did you have a good time at prom?
Yes. So.
Sweet.
Where'd you go afterwards?
Went back to one of the people's houses and we watched a comedy.
Prom night?
Huh? No. We watched a British. Comedy movie. It's called Wild Target, and I can't remember everybody that's in it. I remember there was Emily Blunt and Rupert Grint was in it, and I don't remember the actual main character's name, but it's about a 55-year-old assassin who takes on 17-year-old hobo Rupert Grint to be.
This is a great prom night movie.
Well, he also goes and he like falls in love with this art thief, and then they. Trying to run from a guy, and it was a really great movie, but I'm gonna say it was not really like I guess prom movie material, but we all laughed at it. So it's M&Ms and cookies and.
Well, I will just say that boy, prom nights sure have changed.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Probably good there.
I think. Yeah. We don't. Yeah.
Well, good. Glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
It was also Utah's.
I grew up down in the suburbs of Chicago, and ours was the last graduating class that was even allowed to go downtown for prom. We had our prom on the 30th floor of a big fancy hotel.
Oh, that's fun.
Sounds nice.
Many people never even plan on making it home that night. I mentioned prom and hotel in the same sentence
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
yeah. But welcome to the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, so they don't allow that anymore, if you will.
I can see why.
Yeah, I'm surprised they even did to begin with. But.
I know, I'm kind of surprised too, but...
Yeah. And then, you know, it wasn't... I don't know, I didn't stay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what's this last thing on here, Esther?
Oh, yeah, frustrating computer cards.
Frustrating computer cards. Ashley's been tearing apart all the...
Lab parts.
Lab parts.
Been a long day. So, yeah, we're winding down here with the school year and everything, so putting all the computers away.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, I lied. Asher's doing all that because he gets paid for it.
Yeah.
I just get to direct him, and I'm glad you figured out because I didn't know that. So it's been a great year, you guys. I want to thank everybody for, both of you. Well, everybody, both of you for coming all year and everybody else, all those listeners we have, right?
Actually, my dad listens to it.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's our one listener.
Yay.
Yeah.
One. It's nice.
Yeah, it's one.
Well, and it's been kind of an experimental year.
So now this is where we start getting to, like, our target demographic and we start advertising, right?
Yes, I went to the posters everywhere.
Around your dad's house.
Well, I meant, like, this is where we start putting in, like, you know, radio ads, you know, so to speak. Where it's like...
Your target audience, like you said.
Yeah.
See, we've tried different microphones and the laptop and too much setup, and this is such an easy setup, but you've got to be louder, though.
Yeah.
That's the big problem.
Being loud.
Or you're just... Yeah, this is your dad. Well, but okay, fine. We can just kind of migrate the microphone towards you.
Do that.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully next year we need some loud people.
Yeah, I'll bring in some, maybe.
Maybe
I might have to kidnap some people, but that could end up fun.
That's good. They can be drugged here.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. We better end there, you know, back the segue back to where we started.
Yep.
Well, hey, thanks, everybody. It's been a great year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best of luck to both of you this summer.
You too.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. And we'll see everybody in the fall, huh?
In a few months.
Yep.
Have a good summer.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.